John chapter 6. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. In Jesus' name, fellow students of the Word, perhaps some of you remember Sadie Hawkins Day? No, not that. How about when mini classes first started on this campus? Not too many. Some do. It was within the last 20 years, and mini classes were decided upon in order to relieve the chill of the long cold months of the second semester. Many classes also demonstrate that after all of your classroom work is done, there is still more to learn. I think as a student, I would have enjoyed such a break in February. Perhaps partly because it doesn't go on your transcript. There are no study halls, and there is no test. No test? Well, none other than questions like, did I learn something? Did I make the most of the time spent? Did I contribute something? If, for example, some year you learn about CPR, the test may come down the road when you come upon a highway accident. Or if someday your child or your grandchild suddenly stops breathing. Come to think of it, we all face tests every day, don't we? Even when the solutions do not come from many or midi or even maxi classes. Aren't all problems a form of testing? How do you react when things do not go as you had hoped? How do you act when they do? Down at the university, right now it is on-campus interviewing time. And many students have signed up for interviews with prospective employers. They hope to have a career waiting for them when they graduate. And one of the requirements for every single student who has applied for an interview is that they must attend a dress-up banquet put on by one of the company's sponsors. The reason for this is so that the employers can get a chance to see how the students behave in a refined social situation. It's a test! When Jesus sat with his disciples, he was no doubt teaching them as well as resting with them, but he was not too busy to lift up his eyes and see not only the spiritual harvest approaching all those people who needed a Savior, but also the great crowd that would so soon have need of food to carry on. And even though he knew how he would feed those 500 plus people, he first presented the problem to Philip and the other disciples. Where shall we buy food? Where should we buy for all these people? It was a test. And so also, with all of the unexpected events and situations that crowd into our lives, we may be presented with an injury. You don't have to be in interscholastic sports to get injured. How are you going to handle it? What if someone else is injured? How are you going to help? Going to run away? What do you do to help someone who is feverish or vomiting, or experiencing some other symptoms? How do we deal with loss? The loss of a game, the loss of possessions, the loss of some ability that we once had or that we had hoped we would have someday, and now it looks like we won't. Or the loss of a friend whom we have valued as a gift to us. The loss of a loved one. That's a test that our Savior has been preparing us for since first He came to us. He not only wants us to know that He lived and died to secure our loved one's future, but also that He will take care of our many needs too. Spiritual, physical, emotional, right now. He is never too busy to see even the smallest need that you may have. Yes, even problems that we bring on ourselves, they too present the test question, what will you do now? Where can you go to get help for a difficult situation that you created yourself? In Psalm 50, when God invited us to call upon me in the day of trouble, He did not specify the kind or cause of the trouble. And in Psalm 51, when David had created a royal mess for himself, he came to God for forgiveness and asked Him to create a clean heart within him. Too bad Judas didn't remember that. You may not know in advance what test you will be confronted with. It may have been building up for a long time, or it may come out of the blue. It may have to do with weather, or road conditions, health, wealth, honor, job, education, friends, family, or something else. The big wheels of a tractor suddenly sticking in the mud, and the front end rising up to come down on you. But no matter what it is, you can be sure of this. Your Lord is aware of your need, just as He knew that crowd's need before they ever got to Him. And He already knows what He is going to do to help. He already knows. The test will end up being for your benefit and His glory. I will deliver you, and you will honor me, so that others may come to know Him as their Savior too. To this end, may He ever lead us. Amen. Hymn 784. 784.